Hey, we're at 11:15, and it's already up to 86 degrees, and I don't know, Mabel Louise, you're here in the studio. It is so nice to see you.
It's good to be back.
We weren't having a heated discussion, but what else could it be when the temperature is so warm out there? 86. Wow.
And it's going to go up to 90.
Oh, my word.
Thank you, Lord, for air conditioning.
Yes, amen.
Yes, you know what? I'm back in the studio. Yes, thank you for your patience in allowing me to broadcast from my home over the telephone. My family felt it was time for me to come back, since thus far, praise God, the staff have been spared of the coronavirus. We have the best staff in the whole world. Did you hear that, Pat? They are precious, and I'm so glad to be back with all of them. So much is happening all around us. I wouldn't even know how or where to start. So I guess my tiny advice would be keep your focus on Jesus, and He will lead you and me and guide us through all that is happening. Pray as you have never prayed before. I think that is our weapon. The Lord will see us through all of it, and we'll look back and thank Him for all the lessons that we've learned. Well, according to my calendar, Children's Day is June 14th, and guess what? I checked again, and June 14th is also Flag Day. And then Father's Day is June 21st. So I will be concentrating on messages that concern both children and fathers. By the way, in case you're wondering, Father's Day was founded in Spokane, Washington, at the YMCA in 1910 by Sonora Smart Dodd. She was born in Arkansas. The first celebration was in Spokane, YMCA, on June 19, 1910. Her father, the Civil War veteran, William Jackson Smart, was a single parent. The article didn't say whether his wife died or what happened. But he was a single parent, and he raised six children. And it was not until 1972, 58 years later, after President Woodrow Wilson made Mother's Day official. That was the day honoring fathers, and then it became a nationwide holiday in the U.S. Well, my verse for the day is found in Proverbs 17, verse 6. It's a good one. Children's children. That means children's children would be your grandchildren if you are a parent. And it goes on to say, the verse says, they are the crown of old men and the glory of children is their father. So my message today is entitled Walking in a Father's Footsteps. I have a little pillow that's on the floor next to some stuffed bears that the grandchildren play with. And I have a little pillow that has written on it, if I had known how much fun the grandchildren were going to be, I'd have them first. Isn't that cute? And before I get into the message, I'd like to read a poem from the lips of a father. The author is unknown. A careful man I ought to be, a little fellow follows me. I do not dare to go astray, Not once can I escape his eyes. Whatever he sees me do, he tries. Like me, he says he's gonna be that little chap who follows me. I must remember as I go through summer sun and winter snow. I'm molding for the years to be that little chap who follows me. And that is so true, isn't it? Well, if you're a dad, you heard me give the title of this message, Walking in a Father's Footsteps. Perhaps you're saying under your breath, come on, Mabel Louise, nobody is perfect. Wrong. Our Heavenly Father is perfect, and He's the one we should follow. The Bible says that His ways are perfect. Think about this. The very first image that a child has of God is from his own father. Wow, that is earth-shaking. A child can grow up learning to be kind and generous and faithful and to follow the Lord, or he or she can learn to be cold and indifferent and angry and cruel and mean and reject Christ. I want to use as my scripture today 2 Kings 21 verses 19 and to 22. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh did, and he walked, and listen to this, in all the ways of his fathers, and walked not in the way of the Lord. It's so obvious that from the scriptures that I read that children's lives are influenced by the leadership of their father. In fact, the truth is, young children develop their image of God based on their experiences with their earthly parents. In light of this, I would like to ask the dads, and you moms too, I'll include you also, some very important questions concerning leadership in your home. I want to challenge the father to be the spiritual leader in the home, which, by the way, was God's plan from the very beginning. So the question is, if your children walk in your footsteps, or should I say walk in your ways, number one, will your children find Jesus early in their lives? Have you taught them to love Jesus by your walk as well as your talk? Number two, will your children live their life with their focus on the Lord? Do they see that your focus is on God? Do they want to be like Dad? And will they believe in God? Will they want to be a strong believer who is faithful and trustworthy because of your example? Will they be ambitious and have good goals in life, willing to be disciplined, to work hard? Will they want to provide for their family someday or waste their life instead? Number four, will they leave or will they have the wisdom to live today with tomorrow in mind? Will they think about eternity and not live it up today as the world standard and let tomorrow take care of itself? Good question. Will they be good stewards of money? Are you teaching that they don't need everything that they want and that they see? Are you teaching them to tithe to their church and have a keen interest in home and foreign missions? Are you teaching them to learn to save, to invest, and to share what they have with others? Number 6, will prayer be a priority in their lives? Have you taught them to pray as a very young child? Have you gotten on your knees beside their bed and prayed with and for them? Do the children think, "My dad surely thinks prayer is very important"? We talk to God a lot at our house. Is that something your child might say? Will they have a hunger for the Lord, creating a desire to imitate the Lord? Have you taught them to read God's instruction book, the Bible, the Word of God, that actually gives us instructions on how to live? Do you want your children to treat the Bible the way that you treat it? Do they see you reading it regularly, or is it on the shelf collecting dust? Will they have compassion and seek others and lead others to Christ? Will they care because you care? Can they say, "My dad practices what he preaches. He keeps his walk up with his dog"? If the children walk in your ways as a father, will they faithfully serve the Lord or just attend church on Sunday and not be committed to serve? Have they watched you teach a Sunday school class or serve as an elder, and they want to do the same? Will they recognize that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and not want to partake in the things of the world? Can they follow you and be clean on the inside as well as on the outside of their body? Do they see you as a godly example, and they want to live by conviction in the way you live? Will they want to dress and act the way you act? And then last but not least, have you taught them to believe in the Lord Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior? And if they do, the Holy Spirit will come and dwell with them and guide them and help them all of their lives. I've given you lots of questions for you to think about, and I'm sure that most of the fathers listening would say, as I've said as a parent, "I have failed." Let me remind you that we all fail, but Jesus never fails. So all we need to do is go to the Lord and ask him to teach us what we need in our lives as father and mother and as leaders in the home. No doubt the Lord's response would be, "I thought you would never ask." You see, the Lord knows our weaknesses, and he wants to be there for each of us. So let me close by asking two more questions. If all your child knew about God was what he saw in you as your father, what would God look like? And if all your child knew about God was what he saw in you, what would his image be of God? I don't know about you, but as one parent to another, I just want to say, yikes. We have to keep on keeping on, keep on trying. It's been so good to be with you. God bless you, and goodbye.